Oh, it looks like we're just getting ready to start. If anyone wants to ask a question, please put your number in the queue. Okay, we have Caroline's next.
Okay, I am in there. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be back. Let me get in here. Q&A. Now, why, Glenda, here we go. Okay.
Hi.
Caroline, there you are. Welcome.
Hi. Yes. A number of things I wanted to ask you today. I do have a major blessing, but I did have some questions about this fabulous seminar that we did. First of all, it would be wonderful to have a high-resolution group photo. I couldn't really see the details of the faces of the resolution of the one that was posted. So if that's possible, that would be mega. I'm sure all our participants would love that.
It is possible, and I will do it.
When I was going through the summary, I was a little confused because I thought there was forgiveness after the heart hug, and I didn't see that in the summary. You know, all is forgiven, Glenda. Do you remember?
Oh, yes, you are right. You are correct. I'm so sorry. I was a little under the weather with bronchitis after the seminar, and I didn't have anyone to help me edit it. So I will correct that, and thanks for catching it and bringing it back to me.
And that's great. And I'm looking forward to the follow-up meeting, whenever that is. So that, you know, that we were talking about, it would be wonderful to reconnect and just practice, because it's definitely a process. It's a work in progress, getting the blessing right.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. And like I said, pardon me, I came down with bronchitis. I think I just irritated my throat from talking 8 hours a day, 2 days in a row. It was, pardon me.
And it was wonderful that you soldiered on through it, because we got so much out of it, and I'm just so grateful. I'm really grateful for what you were doing.
You know what's interesting is that before we started the seminar, the day before, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm coming down with bronchitis. I can't believe it. I woke up the day of the seminar and it was gone. I had a few cases of coughing. Other than that, nothing for the whole 2 days. And then after it was over, I went to bed with bronchitis. So, so someone gave me wings, and I have a very, very good idea who it was.
Who it was, right. Well, I have a major blessing that I'd like to ask for. I'd like a blessing for all the doctors in California to be able to speak freely and speak their truth, because there's a bill that I believe the governor has on his desk to sign that basically gags doctors in California from voicing their opinions if they don't match, you know, current mainstream views. And that's a very, very serious infringement of the First Amendment and everything like that. So I'm very concerned about all these fine people, these medical professionals who have put their life into their work and trained, and now they could risk losing their license just if they speak the truth in California. So I'm really hoping that this bill gets struck down and that doctors are free to speak. So I do need to have a blessing from above to try to help all the doctors in California right now.
Absolutely. And it's not just this infringement on human rights is happening in many sectors of the United States right now. Our First Amendment is
so
being...
Let's call the blessing to doctors everywhere to be able
absolutely.
To speak their truth and speak freely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Good one. And good one. Yeah. Okay. One of the things we cannot... It really... I don't want this to sound partisan in any way. I don't want it to sound pro-Republican or pro-Democrats or anti-either. But the fact is, my friends, we have to have a two-party system. We have to have, and we have to have respect on both sides of the aisle. We have to, because there's a trend in this country moving in the direction of one party completely dominating the other. And a one-party system in any government that has ever, ever existed leads toward a dictatorship. We cannot allow that to happen. We've got to stay open and respectful of dissenting beliefs, dissenting opinions, as long as they are voiced with at least a fair amount of respect and decency of voice, and at least a respectable amount of information. I'm talking
absolutely
about we've got to maintain a dialogue and a conversation among all people. We have to.
Yeah. And as a former BBC journalist, it is the unpopular views that need protection from censorship. Popular views don't need protection. It's the unpopular, less common views that need protection.
Well, you know, this is just a summary of what you said. This entire country was built on unpopular views.
Right?
The entirety of our nation, our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and everything that followed to establishing and developing a nation that respected all people was built out of unpopular views. To change that recipe is playing with dynamite.
Right. It's going back to the time of Galileo being in prison because he didn't accept the flat earth theory.
Absolutely. And all the way back to Christ, our beloved. He didn't have a popular theory either.
Yeah.
The only thing threatening about him is his was the truth. And that was very threatening. When the unpopular idea is the real truth, oh boy, you're in trouble.
Right. Well, Glenda, I so appreciate what you're doing, and words don't adequately express the gratitude I feel for what you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Caroline. And I really love having you as an active member of our blessing community. You're going to do great. You're going to be doing great work. I know you will. And I think by the end of this week, I will be able to talk for an hour or two without interruption. As soon as that happens, we're getting together. Okay?
Great.
Wonderful.
I look forward to it. And I know everybody else on from the seminar will too.
Okay. I'll make those corrections and get that picture out. Today,
and blessings to you for your throat, and blessings to you, Glenda, to quickly recover from your bronchitis.
Yeah, I think it's just his way of holding me down in bed. Because I need to rest after a long year of stressing. You know, sometimes if we don't get just what we want, we think we're not being listened to. So we need to be respectful, all of us, of those who actually guide, support, and nurture our life. Because they are taking care of us, even if we don't exactly see it at that moment.
That's so true. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carolyn. And I'll see you inside the blessing. All right.
God bless you.
What's that connection?
Yes, Mara, your line is open. So great
thank
to hear
you.
From you, Mara.
Oh, I'm happy to be here to thank you. And Carolyn, I'm really with you on your requests, and I've been having lots of requests of my own individually. I am wanting to be included, if possible, on the follow-up meeting when that happens on the Blessing Conference. And I
yes,
also...
you will be.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
I said you will be.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. And I want to thank you all for all your prayers. I intended to be with Candace on the day for the blessing conference. We were going to do that together. And the Saturday before, I ended up in the hospital, very ill. But I had the most wonderful medical team. It was just incredible, and I was there for almost 5 days. And then when I got home, my family took turns staying with me, and then Candace came over and stayed with me, and now I'm able to be on my own again. And
oh, that's great. So
yes,
you were basically, and that's a blessing in itself.
Yes, it is. And I just can't tell you all how I knew right away that I would be with you regardless. And I just want to thank everyone through Christ and through these blessings for all of the loving assistance. And also last week, I finally got home, and I was able to receive the blessing, but I was not able to say it, to do the gestures. And one more thing is I would like to include a name of a woman who is going through a very rough time right now, a friend of mine, and her name is Julia Reby. And I think she could use a Christ blessing very much. And I guess that's it. Except to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And you have, Glenda, I watch all of the pain and the challenges you've gone through with such grace, and you continue, and I still love your books, and I still have people reading to me, and I just am so grateful. And
thank you.
Out of this.
And you know, several people mentioned you at the seminar and asked how you were. And I said, well, you know, I haven't heard from Mara in a couple of weeks, so I think she may be having some challenges, but she'll come through it.
Oh, thank you.
She's a strong angel.
Yes, I
so we included you in our blessing.
I thank
and
you
so there.
Much. And I will include you, I always do, in my blessings. When,
oh, thank you.
When I do
thank
the Christ you. Blessings. So,
uh-huh.
Thank you all much. You're so kind.
We love you, Mara.
Yeah, we sure
thank
do.
You. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have someone else on the call?
We don't right now, so the line is clear if anybody would like to... share something wonderful or a concern or ask for a blessing. Oh, we do have someone now.
I'll share something.
Okay.
It's nothing bad. It's just a challenge to make the right decision and a blessing on that. Those of you who came to the seminar had an opportunity to meet our new assistant for the store and for helping me, Tiffany. And she's just a lovely person and an absolute angel in everything she does.
Oh,
now, the good news and the bad news is a few weeks ago, she fell in love with a guy that she's known for a little while, but they just fell in love with each other. It was so instant, so overwhelming, they decided to get married. And, of course, being a prospective new bride is
all over her consciousness, as it should be, and she's just radiant with being in love. All of that is good. But what's challenging to me is she's going to be moving to Lubbock, Texas, to live with her husband, her new husband. He's a very well-established businessman in construction in Lubbock. He gets all kinds of government contracts and stuff. So he's not moving. And he's going to build her a new home. So, I mean, he's going to treat her like an angel. I couldn't be happier for her. But she wants to take our business to Lubbock and run it there. And she says, you know, Glenda, I think this will be really good for you because it'll give you time alone in the house to get back to writing and to conduct webinars and just let me do all the business and I'll do it all in love. Well, you know, it's not really a bad idea, but it's stressful to me. And the stress is making me concerned about what the right decision is. They came and loaded up about half of our workshop yesterday. And I felt kind of stressed and sad seeing some of the essential oils go out the door. And I thought, oh, Lord, what am I doing? I mean, is this really the right thing to do? So I just, blessing givers, help give me peace of mind on making the right decision. And being inside of that and bronchitis, I'm going, oh, Lord, they're going to have it all out the door before I even know whether the right thing or the wrong thing to do. So any response would be very, very valued, or remember me in your prayers.
Absolutely. I love that you're sharing, you know, the real stuff that happens in our lives. There are these little things, and they sort of, you know, pick at us. And I think it's really great that as a community we can, you know, pull our minds and hearts to that and help you with clarity on it. The good news is Lubbock isn't too far away, so if it seems like it could be a temporary measure, then that's something to think about too. So that's my contribution.
Okay, thanks, Nancy. Well, you know, Tiffany's family is here in Fort Worth, so she'll be coming back periodically. I have been through so much change in the last 3 years. It's been one situation after another changing me from where I had my roots to repotting. You know, you can only repot a plant a few times until the roots begin to be challenged. And I'm feeling like that potted plant that's going to a new pot right now.
Good analogy.
Yeah, really, it is. And I think under the right circumstances, you know, it may just be an act of God that this is happening. I just don't know right now. So, you know, one of the things that I presented at the seminar is that one of the major transitions I feel that has been made over the last 3 years is we have gone from being a church basically run by the ministry, the bishops, the ministers, the priests, and so forth, serving their little constituencies. And, of course, Larry and I at the higher management position, looking up to Christ at the top. Okay. But it has never really expanded to being a church run by the members, because there wasn't really a reason or a need for it being like that. But as I see myself repotted, using that analogy again, repotted several times, and moving up in the decades of my life, I'm beginning to realize there needs to be more hands than two on the steering wheel. And so this is just me opening up to the community, because the church belongs to everybody. It's not mine. It's not just the ministers. It belongs to everybody. And that's why you come here, because you know you're welcome. You know you're coming home. And you know we're going to respect your views. Maybe not everybody feels exactly the same way about everything, but we learn and we respect from what everybody has to say. And I think that's what we need more of in this country. is knowing that the country belongs to all of us, and we all should have a voice as long as we're respectful and contributing in a positive way.
Perfectly stated, absolutely. And I think it's, you're answering part of your own question, I feel, where you're getting a little clarity every day. You might just feel a little more at peace, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And so it might be Tiffany assuming some of that responsibility and saying, okay, the business is going with me because I'm going to run it really well and I'm going to take the load off your back. So it could be. I'm just not used to it. You know, we there's not a parent in the world that hasn't felt that way about some of the decisions their children make. But you've got to just stand in your boots and let them do it. So,
amen.
yeah, and amen many times for you, Miss Nancy.
I feel things shifting all the time, so I'm finding my peace in it and just surrendering, so it's good.
Okay.
Well, we have lots of callers.
Look how many people have showed up. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay,
let's
not talk too long. We need
not
to
at all. We have
Hi, this is
415. Yeah.
Hi, Glenda, it's Samantha. Can you hear me?
I can, Samantha.
Oh, hi. Yay. I'm so excited I get to be on the call in person today again. I'm Christopher's friend, and this is the second time I've been able to hop on. I hope to make it a regular weekly thing. So thank you so much. So, Glenda, it's been a really, 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 really challenging year. Like, since January, there's been nonstop, extremely dramatic, negative external events going on in my life. Each one has come with a price tag of multiple thousands of dollars. You know, sudden veterinary surgeries, $14,000, another one at $4,000, tree limb landing on my fence, another $4,000, car overheating and breaking down, $6,000. Like, you know, being stalked again by a man who stalked me in my late 20s about 15 years ago, showing up and trying to stalk me again, just like a lot of unnecessary, expensive drama. And the irony of it all is I work for myself as an energy medicine practitioner and healer, and I'm so excited to take the Christ blessing the next time you offer it. But I also took on a part-time job as a psychotherapist this year with the intention of, you know, just bringing in a little bit more money to help support myself and my family. And ironically, as, you know, shortly after I take this job, all of these giant, unexpected expenses happening one after the other. And the job changed in nature from being something that felt very supportive and in alignment to something that has me feeling like I'm stuck in a spider's web with a someone who is starting to change all of our agreements to things that are no longer really supportive of my well-being, but very supportive of hers. So I guess what I'm asking for is I would love a blessing of, like, ending all of this drama that's been happening so that my family can thrive and so that we can put all of our attention on, like, serving the world rather than dealing with problems, and so that I can really, like, be of service and be a blessing to the world and to my family, and that we can have the blessing ourselves of living with ease and peace and more than enough income. I'm asking for some help for myself and my family.
Yes, I understand. And I've been there too, honey. I have. And if I can relate it to what I went through and how I got through it, I think that we need to bless you in a way of putting up a new protective shield around you.
Mm.
You sometimes we can go through so much stress that the stress just finally punctures the protective shield around us. We have endured so much that we become the personification of being an effect instead of being a cause in life.
Yeah.
I have a long history of being a positive cause, in the lives of so many people. And then in the last 3 years, I didn't cease being a positive cause, but I became more and more an effect of what was going on in the world until I was reduced down to where I was virtually on effect of everything, crippled by pain, crippled by the loss of, well, we don't have to go into my my experience. Some of you have already know about it, palpably. But we can actually get reduced into an effect position. Not because we're not good people, not because we've done anything wrong, but just because some of the effects were so great, they accumulated in us being the target instead of us being the source and the outflowing of goodness in the world. And I know that, that's what you want to be, is to return to being a source of goodness in the world and outflowing that goodness. So we need to help you. It's kind of like, I would compare it to a spiritual immune system. It's not really like an iron protection around you. It's not like an impenetrable bubble, but it's sort of like a spiritual immune system. And I would say, ask the earth, start with the earth, and ask the earth to restore your immune system from the earth. Move to the angels and ask them to restore your immune system from the ethers. Pray, talk to Christ, Yeshua, and ask him to restore your immune system from the grace of God, the Holy Spirit to be there and hold it in place. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds great. Thank you. And I'd also just like to ask that that blessing extend to my husband, Koa, and my son, Teo.
Yes, of course. I'm sure they've been hurt by this also.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, let's get that. Let's help that start happening for you. Okay.
Thank you.
That's
perfect.
Okay. Nancy, who do we have now?
We have Stormy. Your line is open. Welcome, Stormy.
Hello, Stormy.
Glenda.
Yes.
It has been my prayer for this new situation in your business. I have prayed and prayed and prayed that this is happening. I want you to know that I support this new business venture. I have been asking and praying for this.
Oh, so you're all for it.
Yes, I can't tell you how hard and how long I have prayed for this.
Oh, well, that's very encouraging, Stormy. You know, I trust your feelings and your vision and your goodwill. So thank you for letting me know your feelings on this. I really do respect that, Stormy.
Oh, yeah. Talk to you later.
Okay. You take care of yourself
now.
Thank you, Stormy.
Yeah.
God bless you, Stormy. We have, it looks like Pat. Hey, Pat. Pat Rez, your line is open.
Hey, yay, Pat. Hi, welcome. Pat was at our seminar 2 weeks ago, and we were flying high there by now.
All right. Can you hear me? I can't remember how to hear you.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, yes. Am I just still on the flying high from getting to meet new friends and gather in the beautiful setting that you created for us, Glenda? In that womb-like setting of love, and for you to make this announcement that Tiffany is being airlifted on the wings of love to Lubbock, whoopee! That's just precious. And I too, with Stormy, have have prayed that you would have the support to do all these new pieces of possibility that are part of your vision, especially the piece that you mentioned in our gathering of the congregation the one evening. Was that Saturday night, I think, that we got together?
Mm-hmm.
When you said you had 56 books that you wanted to write. Yes. I have seen that number 56 over and over in my experience in this past 2 weeks, and just felt this huge excitement around Glenda has 56 books. What would those be about? And
well, I'll tell you my vision for that, Pat. It's 52 books. Look,
52.
Four more. You may be envisioning four more than I know yet.
Yeah,
I'm not going to correct that.
All right.
Like, you know, here's what I'm envisioning. I'm going to have an overtitle called The Library, and then each book will have its own subject title, its own what it's about, and so everything. Love Without End will be part of the library. Every other book I've written will be part of the library. So that it literally will be the library of the church. The church owns everything. So, and all of my intellectual property. So whatever I create is for the church. And I so passionately want to write those books. I mean, but I can't do it and also work. So, I'm sure this is an act of God.
What an amazing act of God for Tiffany to be in love and so empowered that she's ready to just take that big role of getting the oils to all the people and make that her focus in a bigger way than y'all could do it as a shared experience.
Well, you know, I think that's true. And about a month ago, I was just casually asking Tiffany if she liked her work. And she said, are you kidding? This work is my dream work. I would never want anything to do anything but this. So I have that to go on for sure.
I know. Well, here's the little funny piece. As you were talking about being the plant go into a different pot, my head started playing that Frank Sinatra song about high hopes. Do you remember about the rubber tree plant
and
the animals that were empowered to do impossible things, and the ant moved a whole rubber tree plant?
Yeah.
And the chorus was, you know, we got high hopes. There goes another rubber tree plant. So I'm singing that song.
So cute. Thank you.
Thanks for letting me be part of these miracles. I'm just loving it.
Oh, you're a very big part of it. You know, we go way back.
Yes.
We've been walking the path together for a long time.
And we've been laughing all the way, haven't we?
Yeah.
Now we're going to be singing this song.
Okay, yeah. Love you.
All right.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
We have Wendy and Stephen. Your line is open.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Glenda and Nancy. I had two requests. One was more personal, a problem dealing with anger, and my heart is still sort of pounding from earlier today. That was one thing. And then the other thing was I buy the Love Without End and I send it to people like through Amazon. And, you know, then I call them months or maybe a year later and ask them if they looked at it, and they haven't. So it's sort of upsetting for me, and I'm just asking for a blessing that, you know, the book, somehow I could figure out how to send the book out with Yeshua's blessing so that it reaches the right people.
Yeah, you know, back in days past when people had that problem, they would tell me about it, and I would suggest that they copy the reviews from Amazon and send their recipient a copy of the reviews, because it really helps to see independent opinions that are not just you trying to press your belief on somebody. Our world is very cautious about anyone pressing a belief on anyone right now. It's just what the world has been going through for a few decades, about 3 decades now. I don't think it was quite so bad in the 80s, but, you know, it doesn't matter.
No, I understand. Yeah.
And so if you, I told people to print, I don't know what the reviews are right now because, we don't sell through Amazon. So the accounts on Amazon are coming from another vendor. And every time they change vendors, they take down the reviews. But at one point in time, there were over 300 reviews, and I think all but one was 5-star.
Yeah, I looked about, a year ago, and it was pretty positive generally.
Yeah. Very positive. So, and even including a few 3-star reviews makes it sound real. You know, people say, oh, well, he's not proselytizing to me. He just thinks it would be an interesting perspective for me to have. Something like that. It helps. Soften it. Just soften it. Let them discover what it means to them.
Okay. I'll do that. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would say, Stephen, if I could add something, just that, you know how when we read it now, we just open it up and it's like alive and different and it reaches us
sure,
in a new place?
Yeah.
Maybe the timing is like, I don't know, trust us at the perfect timing, because maybe they couldn't have received something at the time that you sent it, but, you know, with Yeshua's blessing, the perfect timing will occur, and then there it is, you know. You gave it. You did it with love, and remember what he said, if you, you know, give the gift without love, you've wasted the gift, and you gave it with love, and there you go, you know. It'll find it.
That reminds
maybe
me of
I'll
a story. Go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe I'll send one to Buckingham Palace. What do you think?
I think they're too busy to read a book right now. I think your love might, not that it would be wasted. You'd be surprised that it might find the right person. But right now, I think they're a little too busy for that. So, you know, it's something that might make its way up to the next generation. And
could
be helpful in the long run. So what I was going to say, it gives you a little feedback. Someone wrote to me, this was several years ago, wrote me to let me know how important the book was in his life. And he said, I think you'll like how I got it. A friend sent me this book about 4 or 5 years ago, and I wasn't interested in Christianity. So I just set it aside, and it sat on a shelf and collected dust until I went to move out of my apartment into a new home. And there was a lot of stuff I was going to throw out, so I was checking everything out as I started to throw out. And he said, I happened to open the book, I read one page, and that's all it took.
Wow. Yeah.
So I guess it took him 5 years to get free of somebody else's opinion that could help him. He had to discover it for himself.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I really appreciate your input.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hope you guys have a really wonderful blessing today.
Yes. Thank you, Stephen, for sharing. And Nancy, your line is open.
Thank you, Nancy. Hi, Glenda, and hello, everybody. Glenda,
hello,
I have been thinking, hi. I was thinking about the question you asked us, and a phrase that came to my mind is, your time is precious to us, and your purpose is so important, and allowing you more time to spend in meditation and thought and creating products that help people to understand who they are and what their purpose is and how to apply the teachings of Yeshua in a way that is effective and loving and kind. Those things are so important, and I think in a way it's choosing the balance between doing and being, and more being is good. When you are heavy on the being side, it's really good for the rest of us. So my guidance on it, and I prayed on it like others have, and especially today when you ask, my guidance is, this is a gift. Tiffany is a gift. And you can always make a change if things don't work out, but you need to say yes before you say no, and then be happy with your decision. I feel that very strongly, and I thank you for everything you do for us, and I thank you for the times you sent me essential oils, but I even appreciate more your lasting contributions, which are the books and your teachings and the phone calls, and I know those don't happen without plenty of times in loving connection with spirit. So that's my two cents for you. And I just know everything is going to work out wonderfully as you establish this new church and this new congregation and gathering. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't think this is a few pennies. I think it was a silver dollar.
I don't know about that, but I truly feel that.
Well, you're
convicted. I love it, Nancy. Really good. Really, really good.
It is really, really good, Nancy. And I treasure your insight, your wisdom, your intelligence, and your devotion to everything you truly believe in. So I listen to you. I do. And I think we've got a unanimous yes vote on that coming from the board.
I think so.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because I've already lost half. Well, not lost. I mean, half of it's gone into the truck already. So it's a good thing.
Yes, let it be. Let it be.
Yeah. All right. Well,
blessings to you, Nancy.
Blessings to you and everybody.
Nancy, are you taking good care of your health?
Well, you can hear it in my voice. I had a little bit of a party last night, and I was on my feet a long time. And, you know, sometimes your body complains when you push it too hard. So I'm taking it easy today. Yeah, exactly. So I'm taking it easy. And my health is pretty good for the shape I'm in. So I feel very blessed.
Good. Okay. Well, I just wanted you to know I care. And
thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll include your recovery in our blessing.
Oh, and I'll include everybody in mind as I pray. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hi, friends. Aloha, Glenda and Nancy and beloved community.
Aww. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. And I want to ask her a special blessing from Yeshua on some conversations I'm having with my beloved brother Tristan, establishing some boundaries and just really asserting, saying my needs and asserting my boundaries. And I ask for blessings for empowered, peaceful communication between us and between all of us, brothers and sisters, and how we communicate. Yeah, thank you.
You got it. You certainly got my blessing. And I just want to comment. It inspired a comment back, not just to you, but to our whole audience. And that is that let's don't look at boundaries as something punitive or rejecting or pushing away. They're not. Each of us, by the grace of God, has been given a sovereignty for our own person. And to have the space and the time and the protective envelopment to seek spirit the way it nurtures us, to have our own values in life, to have our own even aesthetic sensitivities in life. It's sort of like a room we live in that is our, we were talking about this earlier, having that protective covering around yourself, to be yourself, to be free to be. And there's a lot of pressure from the world, not to be, but to do. And sometimes it applies that pressure by invading your boundaries. Just imagine this, everybody, how invaded the boundaries of Yeshua were by throngs of people wanting to touch him, wanting to ask for a miracle, a healing, or words of hope or faith or comfort, to just be near God. And he so needed to reestablish his boundaries. He would go to the desert, you know, and just be there for 40 days. He had to put that divine cocoon back around him so that he could be enveloped within the Holy Spirit as he walked on the streets of the Holy Land. So the need that we have sometimes to put up a boundary should be looked at in a more positive way. And if we do that, I think that we will be respected more for doing it and be less reflective of anything negative to the other person. It's like the old adage, I've forgotten who said it. It might have been Mark Twain. Somebody said it, and you'll remember. Good fences make for good neighbors. And we all, at times, just need our privacy, and most of all, we need to be respected.
Yeah.
And every now and then, we need to go rebuild our senses. That's all. That's all. It's not about anything divisive. It's more about respect, really, because when there's respect between two or more people, we've got more love, more harmony, and more productivity in life.
Yeah.
And more agreement in the long run.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's really great. You shared that. It really, really is valid for all of us. So thank you so much for being so open and brave to share that, because we needed to all hear that. And might be part of Yeshua's recipes to success. Maybe there's another one we add to that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you both so much.
We love you. And we love you. I hope you have a really great blessing today. I know you will.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Where are we now, Nancy?
Eva, your line is open. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. Well, I needed another operation, so I'm here in the rehab again. They needed to take the screws out of my femur because they were coming loose, and that was why I was having so much pain. But now I was having almost worse pain. So I'm still not walking well for a few steps, but not very far. And so I really would like blessings again to heal this up, and hopefully that will be the end of my troubles. I don't know. I mean, I know we have troubles in this world, but when you're in pain, as you know, it's harder, at least for me, it's harder to be calm and peaceful. So I need to learn to accept what is and also be able to heal.
I would like to change that word accept, because sometimes when we do that, we're accepting something as a resignation to it. I would like to suggest that you tolerate it and you bless it. And you just simply say, this is my reality right now. And time will pass and I will have another reality. And I ask God for the grace and the strength to accept whatever reality I am in. I don't want to see you resign to pain. It's not a good place to be, to resign to it and then your desire to something a little more positive. Let's just say this is your reality right now, and you will make the most of it. You will be with it in the most positive way that you can. And you don't lose your faith ever that something better is waiting for you.
Yeah, that's been a part of my problem, because and it was bothering me because I thought, I'm almost having trouble even believing this, because one thing after another was happening, and after a while it's like, when is this going to end? So, have to believe that.
Eva, I don't want to make this an official pronouncement of any kind, but I have had some observations of you since Charlie passed. Is that he was a great strength in your life, and you don't want to replace him with another strength, because you love him deeply and you miss him, and you're a little bit like Queen Elizabeth after the passing of Prince Philip. And I don't see the need for that with you, because you're not 96 years old. You know, you've still got a lot of good living to do, a lot of good life left in you. And don't think that because you are redefining your life that you're cutting Charlie out. You know, I had to resolve that in myself, because I knew that I would have to redefine my life in a way that I could support and hold together, which would be a fair amount different from the way Larry would have done it. And he was a great strength in my life. And I had to have the courage to move on. And as I've moved on, I see even more how he's still with me. He's still here, but in a different way. So I just want to add that little observation because I've been there, and I think that one of the reasons Elizabeth didn't make it to 100 is because she lost her beloved. And that's an observation that just about everybody in her family made. So don't let that happen to you. If you were 96, I would say, okay, just enjoy your last days and then go be with Charlie. You're not there. You're not there. You've got a lot of good living to do. And with a lot of contributions to make.
That's the way I feel that way about myself.
I hear that too, Eve. If I could just add something, your voice sounds better. Your voice sounds different to me. I wasn't on the call last week if you called in, but
something's shifted. So it might be subtle, but I feel like there's something good. So I just wanted to say that.
I felt that I didn't get on the call last week, but I listened to it afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a calmness in your voice, Eva, that hasn't been there for quite some time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's encouraging. Well, I talked to Stormy at times, and he's a help to me, too.
Oh, yeah. Stormy is a very, very calm person.
Yeah. It amazes me with all of the kinds of troubles he has, and yet he can stay in that place of calm, and where I have a little trouble with that.
Well, take strength from all of the community, and take strength from the blessing today.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, you're gonna do fine. Eva, you're going to do it, and you're going to do fine. You really will.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you much.
Bye-bye, Eva.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye, Eva.
Bye-bye.
Area code 707? Kiara?
Hi. Yes. Perfect. Okay, great. Hi. So, hi, Glenda. This is Kiana. I've written you, but I have never spoken on your calls before. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you.
Thank you. Can I thank Christopher for turning me on to you? So I initially have called or wanted to speak up because I have two beloved friends who are dealing with hardships that seem kind of ready for miracle level shifts. And one is named Tanya, who's dealing with a life circumstance that sort of paralyzed her. And a dear friend, Laurel, who has been a generous healer for so many. And now she's in a physical situation where she needs the healing and it's hard for her to receive. So I wanted to ask for blessings for both of them. And as I've been listening to people's requests, I've added to my request list with you. I hope that's okay. One is my youngest son, Alon, is he's about 28 now, and he's too smart for his own good and fairly paralyzed by his fears to move forward, which he creates lots of excuses and circumstantial obstacles as the reason. And he's a big dreamer, and everyone who's tried to help him is beyond frustrated and at various points gives up. And as his mama, I can't give up. But at the same time, he needs something beyond the person level, some intervention and some inspiration that will get him to put his life in motion in a constructive way. And so I ask for blessings for him as well.
Okay.
And one more blessing. Since my mother passed about 3.5-4 years ago, our family that rallied together quite strongly to kind of get her through the hurdle, it was not an easy passing nor a graceful one. We were kind of all exhausted and had been upon each other intensively in that journey. And now it feels like no one's got the oomph to pull our family back together. And there's some strong personalities, and in some ways, I feel like I lost my family the same time I lost my mother for various reasons. And I would just like to ask for a blessing for my biological, that we may find the love and the unity that really is what family should be about, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Yeah. Thank
families
you for your...
Families are very important. They are very important. And we'll ask for blessings for everyone sharing the same bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Bible, that was a very important thing because the blood was considered to be a sacred connection from one generation to the next. And it wasn't just the bearing of children. It was the whole extended family and all the families that then coexisted with each other. They were all honored. Family is a very, very honored thing.
all through the many chapters of the Bible, including, well, right up to the birth of Christ and his parentage and, you know, the his cousins and how they really actually shaped the church.
Yes.
After his ascension. So it is a very important thing and very honored by God. So we will extend special prayers that your family can return to its roots. I think that's an important thing, really, that I was guided to say, because it's not the situations that will reconnect you. Actually, it's the situations that are separating you. And so let's don't pray that any of the situations be recreated. They're gone. They've served their purpose, but the roots are still there. If you look for them, you'll find roots going back 3, 4, and even 5 generations if you look for them. And I have found that looking at the extended roots of my family have actually helped to pull family together in the forward generations, because it goes deeper than the situation.
Makes sense. And so it's the honoring that I think has been forgotten, and that
yes.
feels really important. For me, so thank you for
it is important that. It is very important, and yes. Yeah, well,
thank you
God
so much
it. And
thank
he will
you.
Thank you, Glenda, thank you, that was beautiful.
Yes,
and really touched me, because I was just with family a lot last weekend, my sister who lost her husband, and said, boy, does that's so valid, and it just, thank you, that was a blessing for me just then.
Okay. Very good. I'm glad.
We now have Francesca, your last caller. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Well, thank you so much. I just want to say hello to everyone in the community. And it was such a blessing to be at the Blessing Givers seminar a few weeks ago. I'm so happy that I was able to attend. And I just wanted to comment, Glenda, on the essential oils. I feel like it's, you know, a wonderful thing for you to be freed up from that. But I could also simultaneously, as I was listening about it, sense that, you know, having that kind of close proximity to essential oils, which are so special, and your oils are just so amazing that, that, you know, there might also, even if it's a good thing, there might still be a sense of loss associated with it. The vibration
yeah.
of your oils is just so extraordinary, like nothing I've ever experienced. So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And yes, they really, really are extraordinary. And that's what I require. I won't work with anything that's not of very, very high quality that brings out the beauty of the plant or the tree. You know, there you can draw oil from any part of, well, let's say a tree, any part. You can draw it from the roots, trunk, the branches, and the leaves. And each one of those is different. And it's really... It makes a difference in how they smell and how the energy that is given off. And one of the differences between aromatherapy, which is focused primarily on well-being and healing, and the sacred oils, is that in the long history of temple oils, which actually is a far more ancient history than healing oils, in the past, plants were used for healing, going back thousands of years, but for the most part, they were used as poultices. They were actually essential oils as we know it today. It's less than 1,000 years old, less than 1,000. The sacred oils go back thousands of years. And one of the things that was always required for the temple is that they be beautiful, that they be beautiful. And there's a lovely romantic book in the Bible called The Song of Solomon, and it's pretty racy. Be prepared if you read it. You know, it's about the wedding night of Solomon and his bride. One of the central inclusions in that book is an essential oil called spikenard, and they commented on how heavenly it was, how lovely, how beautiful it was. Well, I couldn't understand that for a while because I looked at, I smelled spikenard oil that is provided by some of the top MLM companies, Young Living and doTERRA and some of the others, and it smelled awful. And I thought, how could they call something that smells awful beautiful and heavenly, and to be given to every bride? I thought, well, only if you want to scare away the husband. How does this work? Well, so I researched it and found that in those days, they only had the flowers of spikenard soaked in butter. Butter. Flowers and butter. And that's what they had. And oh, my goodness, that makes sense. So I looked and looked and looked to find spikenard that was actually distilled from flowers. And it wasn't exactly what I would call beautiful, but it wasn't repulsive. It was enigmatic, spiritually attractive. And it was totally different from the spikenard that was distilled from roots. Now, the reason they distilled it from the roots was actually an environmentally respectful reason, because spikenard was going extinct. It had been over-harvested. And so what they would do is they would go in and trim a few roots off of the plant and then distill the oil from the roots, and the plant would survive. And this went on until eventually spikenard was on the endangered species list, and nobody could take anything from the spikenard. But still, there were growers who got permission to take spikenard flowers from the plant and distill it if they grew the plant, if they were replenishing the supply on the planet and only taking the flowers. Well, I've heard that it's beautiful, but I can't afford it because it's $7,000 an ounce.
Wow.
So that's why we can't offer Magdalene's Blessing right now, which was largely spikenard. It was the previous one I found, which was distilled from the flowers, but also I think there were some stems in there too, because it was really attractive and mystically beautiful, but not what I would say bridal bouquet beautiful. So that's just an example of how many varieties of essential oil could exist just from one plant. And, and there was such a demand for sandalwood that sandalwood trees are now on the endangered species. And there is no true sandalwood on the market. None. So, we're having a real issue with protecting the plants and also providing their beautiful essence for us to be enjoyed and blessed by and inspired by. So thank you for your comment on that. And yes, I will still be blending all the oils and shipping them to Tiffany. So nobody other than me will be making these oils. I'll be making them. But, you know, that doesn't take much time. It might take one day or half a day out of a week to do it. And I'm so blessed by the opportunity to continue. So that's not going to change. That part will not change, because I feel it a great honor to create these beautiful essences from the earth. I adore our earth. I really do. And I respect all of her needs and work with her to do the best work I can for her and to let her bless us, which she wants to do like a mother of a child.
Thank you, Glenda, for explaining all that.
You're welcome. I hope I didn't take too much time. And everybody, we really do need to get into our blessing now. So, Nancy, will you change us to a lecture mode from the Q&A mode?
Yes, I sure will.
All right. Except for me. And Yeshua's voice is omnipotent. Everybody, I just want you to relax and be with your reality, whatever it is. Let's don't pray into a negative. Let's pray into a reality that we may join with our Heavenly Father in His reality. And joined in His reality, may we bring it in to bless ours. This is what I do to include whatever problems I have, but not with a declaration that it's a problem, because it's only something that I don't know how to deal with at the moment. That's it. Or that I don't have enough support or help to deal with at the moment. And that's true for all of us. And so, but it still is our reality. And reality is not a bad thing, because that's what we actually signed on to walk upon the earth and honor and make better. So just relax and be in your reality, whatever it is. Honor it and ask for heavenly union through the Holy Spirit with the greater reality of our Father. Now, let's take our four square breath. For those of you who are new, it's a very easy breath that you will completely control. It's about how you breathe to the count of one, but it's your count, not mine. So if you want to breathe longer, shorter, whatever pace you want, it's up to you. You're completely in control of your breath. And learning how to control your breath, experience your breath, and be in your breath is a very powerful step in spiritual mastery. It's been taught by meditation meditation teachers since the beginning of time. Almost every meditation begins with some focus upon the breath. You started your life with your first breath. You will rise to another level with your last breath. And so it is. All during your life, you live according to your breath. So this one is going to put it in a nice little square. And what the first thing you will do is you're going to breathe out, giving your breath into life to the count of four. And you will let it, you will pause so that it can be received before you breathe in again, because you don't want to take back the same breath you breathed out. So you're going to breathe out and then pause to the count of four so that the breath you breathed out can be received and you are in a place to inhale a new breath to the count of four. And then you're going to pause again while your body takes in the new breath to refresh you and supply you with life and energy, a little bit of rejuvenation, and then you're going to breathe out and give breath to life again to the count of four. Then you're going to pause again to the count of four so that you can acquire a new breath and allow the breath you gave as a gift to be fully received. And it's just, we go through the four square breath for a while, as long as it is feeling good to you. And then while I'm offering the blessing and the blessing givers with me are joining in offering the blessing, you will pray. You will pray the prayer that you are focusing on. I would highly recommend that you first open your prayer with gratitude and honor of your Heavenly Father and your respect that his reality shall come to earth and cause an elevation of your reality and for you to become more endowed with solutions and healing, happiness, love, whatever you need for your blessing. Somewhere in all of that, you may want to forgive and ask forgiveness. But what's important about your prayer to your Heavenly Father, what's so important is that you target the blessings to you. You see, energy is sent out to the universe all the time. The universe is energy. In fact, you're sending out energy in your own auric field all the time. And you are a light into the world all the time. Now, what we would ask is that let's bring some of that energy that was designated for you as your blessing into the right target of your life so that you can receive it. The blessings are out there already. Everything's already been created. But it's like we don't know which ones are ours, which ones to pull in. You don't have to worry about that. Just pray, and God will make sure you get it. So let us begin extending our relaxation into the breath. Let us breathe out. Wait. Breathe in. Wait. And again. Dear Yeshua, we ask for your blessings, your rich gifts of love, of healing, of acceptance, of restoration, that we may be all that we are and be a blessing into life ourselves. We thank you for all that you have given us now and since before the beginning of time as you were part of creation itself. You have been in creation for the duration of it and you chose us to come into incarnation with. You loved us that much. You were here with us. Because of your love and your great gift of empowerment to us, that we may learn from you and become more like unto you. For this, we give you our thanks and our praise. We are humbled by the largeness of your gift. O Lord, we ask that you be with those who are hungry. And give them food. That you be with those who are frightened. And give them protection. To know that they are protected and loved. That you be with those who are in turmoil and conflict. That you give them peace. And that you give hope to all of us. That we will do our best without fear, without hesitancy. To offer our best into all that we do, holding nothing back, as you taught us, the great blessing of living and holding nothing back. Now we ask that you bless each member of this community according to their needs and their requests, and that you make unto them a blessing to the world, that they may give the same thing, passing it onward and passing it forward to everyone in their life. That the blessings of our Creator shall spread and multiply and fill the earth with glory and grace until such time as this earth becomes a new heaven that we embrace with each other. In your holy name, amen.
Blessing givers, will you join me now? Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing is complete. But there's more for you to receive. So be quiet and just rest for at least 7 minutes. Don't think about anything. Let your mind be a blank slate on which the Holy Spirit may write his messages to you and his blessings for you. It's been a blessing to me being here with you. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Have a wonderful week and a very blessed journey this week for you and all of your loved ones. May your problems be small and your dreams be big. Bye-bye for now.